Joseph Manning says if you want to study past climate events, ancient Egypt is a good place to start. The Egyptians kept detailed records. There was everyday bookkeeping on crops, land leases, letters, and legal documents, usually written on papyrus. And Manning says a lot of that has survived.
Well, ironically, because of the dryness of Egypt, but also the fondness for mummification, which is interesting. So a lot of documents get recycled as mummy wrappings or mummy stuffing, sacred animals and human.
You heard that right. Some of these old records were found in the body cavities of mummies. But when you look at the documents as a whole, Manning says a story starts to emerge, and it's one that includes Alaska. As a history professor at Yale University, Manning studies the Ptolemaic period. You probably know it as a time when Cleopatra reigned as queen. But to historians, it's a period marked by social unrest and revolts. That's been linked in part to changes in the Nile River. The river didn't flood for 2 to 3 years, which meant crops didn't get vital nutrients and irrigation.
People recall a time in the past when there was widespread famine, and they worry that that might happen again.
But he says an important part of the story was missing. What caused the Nile to stop flooding every year? So Manning looked for scientists to compare notes. He remembers a colleague showing him a newly published paper on volcanic eruptions.
And I told him the sort of dates I was interested in, and they kind of lined up in sort of a spooky way, I would say. And then we got to work.
Beyond the historical documents, like the mummy wrappings and measurements of the Nile, Manning teamed up with scientists to examine what he calls natural archives. That is, layers of ice thousands of years old. Below the surface of the ice is a record of major climatic change. Scientists can pull up core samples and test it for particulates that may have been deposited from a distant volcano. And Manning was able to use that data, comparing volcanic activity with the timeline.
So you can tell specific eruptions, you can tell approximately where the eruption is located, and you can tell the size of the eruption, which also matters.
What they found was volcanoes in Iceland, Alaska, and possibly Russia were erupting around the same time the Nile River was thrown out of whack. Manning says large volcanic eruptions can cause cooling and drought. And in the case of the Nile River, the eruption may have caused less rain to fall in Ethiopia, so the Nile didn't flood. That in turn set off a chain of tumultuous events that would have been impossible to comprehend.
Egyptians have no idea there's a volcano in Alaska.
Manning says scientists have posed the volcano theory before, but this kind of approach is a new way of understanding how history and climate are connected.
And that's for the first time, really, as an historian, you can see a dynamic society. It's like, you know, pulling a curtain back and actually seeing a society moving around, as opposed to a static picture of an ancient society.
And Manning thinks today, as we see weather shifts caused by warming and human activity, we can learn something from the past. The ancient Egyptians can help us understand how environmental change influences behavior and potentially leads to political unrest or war. He says there are some skeptics to this approach. Some other historians have pushed back, saying the research is short-sighted.
Actually, I've seen some people say we're just kind of part of a fad. Climate change is such a fad these days that this is sort of a fad that will pass.
But Manning doesn't think so. Unlike ancient times, he says, we have some control over how things play out. We can reduce carbon emissions, imagine solutions. He wonders what the Egyptians would have done with the knowledge. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.